This is Sunday morning, May 20th, 2018. And this is a teaching. It's got, what's age got to do with it? What's age got to do with it? I've written down scriptures and I don't, because we've already gone kind of long this morning, I'll read them out to you if you want to write them down or look them up. And this is all about longevity and youth renewal, all these scriptures. Well, just come up and see me if you want to list the scriptures. Okay? Romans 8, I do want to look at this one. It's not about how old we are, how young we are. It's what does the Lord want us to do? He'll renew our youth. Okay, Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. Now, this kind of goes along with what I was talking about in the beginning. I don't think we got it on tape about we shouldn't be afraid of all the outward things that they tell us will kill us and cause this and cause that. Because it says here that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from that law. Okay, quicken here means revitalize or make alive. Man, in all of his wisdom, cannot reverse the signs of aging. They can do injections, give you pills and potions and lotions and diet and exercise and surgeries, but it's all futile. It is not going to quicken anything. It may make the clay on the outside look a little better, but it's not going to change anything. What does the Spirit do? It quickens. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that's verse 11. See, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, He will quicken your mortal body by a Spirit who dwells in you. I take communion every day and I call in youth renewal. That is something the Lord told me personally to speak. This is the fountain of youth. It's not in a bottle or a surgery or a potion or lotion. Or diet or exercise. How are we to be rejuvenated? By His Spirit. How do we allow this? It's all to do with your spiritual diet, not your natural diet. 1 Timothy 4. I have a friend that has a daughter that's a life coach, and I pretty well, anytime I'm with her, I always get a dose of, well, that's healthy, and he'd get, you know, all this garbage about, you know, the natural. The more I stay away from that natural kind of thinking, the better off I do. Okay, 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. But refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure and godless fictions, mere grandmother's tales and silly myths, and express your disapproval of them. Train yourself toward godliness, piety. Keep yourself spiritually fit, for physical training is of some value. One translation says, little value. Physical exercise is of little value, useful for a little. But godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come. So he's telling us that same Spirit that dwells in you will quicken your mortal body. Old age is a mindset. Our times are not in the when the system says, well, you know, at 40 this goes and that 50. Isn't that what you hear? They tell you at this age you experience this, or this age you experience that. I mean, there's enough geriatric commercials on, especially on Sunday afternoon. I'm telling you what, it's decrepitville. I mean, it's just horrible. I'm thinking, how long we live and how we live is according to the Spirit and God's plan for us. What we say, not all that. See, the system is geared to control you. Right now, they want apps on your phones that control all your bodily functions, and they make decisions of what you should do and when you should do it, even at a time where, well, your termination time's here. It's like Logan's Run or Solid Green. That's cannibalism. They were eating people, didn't even know it. You know, this kind of stuff. They used to seem so far out, but now I'm going, it's in our back door, this kind of thinking. You know, what they, you know, wanted to do. Okay, got a bunch more scripture. The Lord knows your body needs fuel to live, but our times are in His hands. We walk by the Spirit, we live by the Spirit. If we need to be quickened like Joshua, he stepped up to minister at 80, just like Moses stepped up at 80. He died at 110, Moses at 120. God did it. I believe when you've had to train a long time and you're older, the Lord redeems the time. That's kind of what He said to us. He'll redeem the time. He'll give us the time back. Okay, Matthew 4:4 says, God says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Even the devil tempted Jesus with bread. And Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. See, it was something the Lord required of him. He was being tested. And so the devil came and tempted him in that area. Okay, Joshua 1. Let's look at old Joshua. This was his secret. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant is dead, so now arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, the Israelites. Every place upon which the sole of your foot shall tread, that I have given to you, as I had promised Moses. What would most people 80 years old say today? Well, Lord, I'm old and I can't. Need to call somebody young, you know. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittite and the great sea on the west shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, and as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Now hear how he was with Moses. This is you don't have to turn there. This is Deuteronomy 34. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. So, as he was with Moses, so I'll be with you, he said. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. This is the bread. This is your bread. Your daily bread. But you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it, for then you shall make your way prosperous. A prosperous life is a healthy life. And then you shall deal wisely and have good success. And you know what? They didn't just get something and die of it. They just left. When their time was over, Lord said, well, you're done. You can come home anytime you want. Yeah, I'm coming. So they told everybody, well, I'm fixing to go. So, and they'd, you know, do what they did, and then they'd just go. We don't have to die the way the world says you have to die. But Satan's has tried to kill us as much as he could. Okay. Joshua at 80 years old just began his ministry, or the phase of the most responsibility in his life. He probably said, Lord, why didn't you use me at 20? Don't let your age be an issue. It's not an issue with God. Keep your mouth in line with what God says, not how you feel or look or about what the world system says. The system will put you in the grave. God's way, like Moses. Why were all or most of the apostles murdered? Why were most of all the apostles murdered? Martyred. That's the only way they could rid them, get rid of them. John on the Isle of Patmos went on to oversee the seven churches in Asia Minor. Many believe that he was in his 90s when he received that revelation. They tried to kill him by boiling him in oil, but they couldn't. Most believe it was because of his love walk. I don't. I believe it was the quickening. Because it's not about our love walk. It's his love in us. You know, the Lord said, this is my love in operation. This is not your love in operation. It's him that loves the world, not us. It's his love in us. So I believe this was because of the quickening, not because, well, he had a great love walk. Not that I'm against a good, great love walk, because faith works by love, but I believe it's your walk of the Spirit. There comes a place. Jesus could not be killed unless he laid his life down. And he did it by faith, it says over there, 1 Timothy 6:12. He chose. Jesus laid his life down. He walked by the Spirit and no one could harm him. He actually went to the cross by faith. He chose it. He maintained a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He could have rescued himself. He could have done one little thing and a legion of angels would have rescued him right there. But he chose not to. By faith, he went to the cross. He decided to lay his life down. That was the reason he came. Okay. Let's don't get into old age. Let's, you know, we need to cast that off like you would anything else of the devil.